John Maine, 35 Rodham.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, boy, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me busting now. I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. John Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, but I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, but I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, but I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun, life is nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck, I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
We all way live on this motherfucker. Talk that dope boy talk, know what I'm talking about? Other side move, nip. Yeah, I got the trap pals jumping like a foe. Playing with them bells like a Misco. By six, then I might front you two. Trauma unit, nigga, this is what we do. Fuck bad bitches, this is what we do. Blow gas, nigga, this is what we do. Shoot choppers, nigga, this is what we do. I'm Dollar Sign, nigga, who the fuck are you? Nigga, in the Benz, yeah, that hoe sick me. Riding dirty with the L-15. 9 milli, got the motherfucking beam. $100,000 in my fucking jeans.
Yeah, they true.
In the A with my nigga PC. All the mall cost a fucking quarter key. Oh, a young nigga play with them birds. Headshot, let a nigga say a word. If she a bad bitch, I'm jumping in the pussy. Every state to go, you know a nigga juggin'. Whole half nigga got them cookies.
Got them bells.
Fed up in the game, you a rookie.
You a rookie.
Got two chains on, yeah, I'm a deuce. Yeah, this chopping like a foe. Playing with them bells like a Misco. By six, then I might front you two. Trauma unit, nigga, this is what we do. Fuck bad bitches, this is what we do. Blow gas, nigga, this is what we do. Shoot choppers, nigga, this is what we do. I'm dollar sign, nigga, who the fuck are you? Nigga, got the trap pals jumping like a fool. Crash the bin so I win, cop the coupe. Yeah, we call it screw. I'm a session, I be blowing like I'm Snoop.
I'm a chick.
Rose spilling on my Jimmy Choo's.
I got money.
I'm dollar sign, nigga. Who the fuck are you?
Fuck,
I'm in the Lambo with the motherfucking top off.
Top off.
Mine's real, yeah, you shit, they be knockoffs. 100 bands, get a nigga knocked off.
Knocked
off. Yeah, at your dinner table like some fucking hot sauce. I'm the man in my city, coming meet
you.
36 for a motherfucking key.
I got it now.
Yeah, the trap pounds jumping like it's Jordan.
Like
got the beamer sitting pretty on them forge.
Yeah,
I got the trap pounds jumping like a foe.
Like
playing with them bells like a Misco. By six, then I might front you two. Trauma unit, nigga, this is what we do. Fuck bad bitches, this is what we do.
What we do.
Blow gas, nigga, this is what we do. Shoot choppers, nigga, this is what we do. I'm dollar sign, nigga, who the fuck are you? Nigga.
Already, welcome to Global 14, the Cut Girls Down, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. I think the other homie and the host Golden Fleece is out there in the streets in Miami. Not Miami, I'm sorry, y'all, Orlando. Doing his thing out there, still working, caught up. I'm like, dang, man. I got to hold it down by myself, but it's all good because I do have two special guests joining me this evening. Two gentlemen up and coming. Recording artist 10 out of the Midwest, Indianapolis to be exact, and then also Hustle Gang's Young Book will be on the line out of Atlanta. So he's already out there on the forefront and signed to T.I. again, Hustle Gang. So going to be exciting to speak with him and how he hooked up with T.I. and the rest of the Atlanta peeps out there. He's got quite a few records out with some of the Atlanta artists, so pretty sure a lot of you are familiar with him already. Again, if this is your first time tuning in tonight, this is Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So you can head over to the blog site, and that's pretty much, what we do. Did open the record. Here I go. I'm not going to be able to talk tonight. Did open the show with the Young May Night Hustle in Sweet State, what we do. So shout out to all of the independent artists that are getting their grind on and making something happen. Yeah, you guys, let me say this, though, because you know I be amped about me. I love me some Young Jeezy. He did drop a mixtape. He did drop a mixtape, Gangsta Party, with DJ Drama. Of course, Drama, you know, yelled and all that on there. A little bit more than he usually does, actually. I was like, okay, you know, he calmed it down in the last one, but he was, you know, he yelled a lot, this mixtape. I didn't finish and get through the whole mixtape, but I do like the record. He has with, I think it's called Ain't a Party or something like that with Q. I like Q. He's also from A. So shout out to ATL putting on and putting out this music right now. Really feeling it. But I did see a lot of comments about the Jeezy mixtape not going so hard. But Jeezy just goes hard. So we just expect, like when he drops a mixtape, it's like an album. So if it's not album worthy, then we act like we can't appreciate it. But I appreciate you, Jeezy. Thank you for dropping that mixtape so close to my birthday. I'm feeling like it's just for me, so thank you for doing that. So yeah, we're gonna have the first artist come on tonight. His name is Ken. Again, he's out of Indianapolis, Midwest, and then after that we will have the next artist, Young Book, coming on at 9 p.m. So if you want to speak to either of these gentlemen, you're definitely welcome to call in and do so, especially since I'm by myself right now. Feel like I'm talking to myself as always. When I'm by myself, I always feel like that. but 760-913-4119 is going to be the number. So, yeah, call in. Holler at me. Holler at them. What else? What else? What else? Oh, if you guys want to be considered to get your music played on the radio, as well as we've got a lot of people asking, how can I get an interview? I want to be on the show. That's exciting. And we're very humbled by that, and we thank you for wanting to be on the show. However, we do at least want you to have something that we can interview you about. You got to have something going on. You got to have a large internet presence. You got to have a huge fan base, a huge backing, something, putting out a mixtape that's about to do some numbers, something that we can really promote and big up with you as well. So do have something. Don't just, you know, have nothing to, I hate to say nothing to offer, but at least come with a resume, you guys. We got to be able to ask you some questions. So, yeah, we would love to do that. But we do have an unsigned segment that we do here on the Cut, where we will take your records and then we play them live on the air, as well as we'll have a guest, like a special guest DJ or A&R or a manager or a record executive. We'll try to have somebody always on the line, so that they can also give you some great feedback. It's kind of like, again, an A&R live session where we just listen to the record, give our honest feedback and opinion. We haven't heard it prior to then. So that's always exciting, because, you know, you want to get an industry ear. You want to get some feedback from people outside of your circle. So if you're interested in that, just hit us up at the Global 14 The Cut, or you can go to our Facebook, and we'd be glad to give you more information as well. What happened? What's next? What's next? What happened in news this week that I can throw out there? There's a lot that happened, and I knew, and I wanted to talk about it, but then now that I'm trying to do everything and do the show and Golden ain't here for me to bounce off of him and ask questions, that didn't sound right. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and play your record, because I can already see where this is headed, and it's not good. So let me just take a break and regroup and go ahead and play this record. You know what? We did have a guy come on, and I really like this song, Kobe Jordan. So we'll play this, one of our previous guests, and then we'll come back and introduce Chen to you guys. So again, Global 14 The Cut. Stay tuned.
Kobe, on the pole, she getting cheddar. I've been working on my jump shot, and I'm getting better. I've been like
Kobe, Jordan.
You can have that bitch, I don't want that bitch. Score one time, slam dunk that bitch. My swag mean, we the dream team. Got VVS's on six rings. I gave a dope dick, she a dick fiend. Now the bitch gotta beat it, Billie Jean. And all my cars all form, but you niggas don't know me. And we straight winners like Phil, Kobe Jordan. Ah, she make a nigga wanna spin that. She a champ on the pole. And I'm about to make her racked up. The way her booty on go. And every day she on vacay. Make a nigga duck quick, mayday. And I can show you how to move, get money. Come front with some winners, KJ.
She on the pole, she getting cheddar. I've been working on my jump shot, and I'm getting better. I've been like
Kobe, Jordan.
Okay, I'm jumping in it like hopscotch. Finna do it big. Kobe Jordan, all my hoes imported. Yeah, she bad in foreign, call it hype sauce. She can bounce and dribble like N1. Do 10 bands, not N1. Put a pussy popping like handguns, cause she throw that ass like a tantrum. Go low. I don't know how they put up with me. Look how I'm doing, you bitches.
Go low.
Tonight is date night, and I'm finna take out a few of you bitches.
Go low.
I'm mathematician, I'm stupid with digits and fluent in riches. Got an indoor, outdoor pool like Ray J. Putting up 30 on a bad day, KJ.
She on the pole, she getting cheddar. I've been working on my jump shot, and I'm
hard, then I'm a jump shot. And I'm getting better. I feel like
Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan.
Cold clicks when I turn up, we dangerous. And I'm probably in the coupe with your main chick, played up. I've been rocking with the same click. You with a group full of haters that we never heard of. We got the ball, we won't drop it. Turn up, vision, we don't see nobody. Kobe, Jordan, I be sporting that wire, so shit don't excite me. But I cuff your girl, she been looking my way. Ay. I thought I'd bring her home, girl, made me back in my place. And we gon' do some freaky things tonight. Whatever you like.
Yeah. She on the ball, she getting cheddar. I've been working on my jump shot, and I'm getting better. I feel like Kobe, Kobe, Jordan. Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, 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 Jordan,
Jordan. Already, welcome back to Global 14, The Cut. Like I said, guys, I had to definitely regroup. I couldn't get it together. I was just, you already know sometimes that, hey, I just had to take a breather right there and get a record playing so I could get back on track. But we do have this first special guest that I mentioned to you guys out of the Midwest who is definitely doing his thing out here, making some moves. So we want to play his record, bring him on. This is Chen and is Break the Handle. We'll be back with Global 14 The Cut interview.
Hey
man, we all the way in Kentucky with this shit. Hey, OG Marco, Kenny Cocaine. Yeah.
Woo, woo, girl.
Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the word till I break the motherfucking hammer. Cocaine on what we selling. Cocaine on what we selling. Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the word till I break the motherfucking house. Cocaine on what we say. Cocaine on what we say.
I'm whipping the water, put a whole brick underwater. I'm whipping the water, stretching it father, put milk on the water. Shout out to all of my customers shopping. I'm whipping it, taking that money to Bachman. Luxury shit, equipped with them options.
Push the button.
When pushing this button, this bitch go topless.
Push the button.
Versace's, our Forces, our Roochies, our Roochies, our Roochies,
our Roochies, our Roochies, our Roochies.
Giuseppe's, our Louis, our Gucci's, our Gucci's, our Gucci's, our Gucci's, our Gucci's. Kenny Cocaine, why the fuck did you do that?
Cocaine.
All of my life, I just wanted that new bag.
Nigga rap clean.
Nigga get white like the spots on a panda.
Panda.
Whipping so hard that I'm breaking the hand up.
Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the word till I break the motherfucking hammer. Cocaine on what we selling. Cocaine on what we selling. Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the word till I break the motherfucking hammer. Cocaine on what we selling. Cocaine on what we selling.
Still whipping the water, still milking the water. I'm killing it, milking it, whipping so hard that I'm feeling the water. Cooking it, food, you know that's my profession.
That's my profession. That's my profession.
Pull up a chair and come get you a lesson.
Get you a lesson. Get you a lesson.
Kenny Cocaine, that nigga be frontin'.
Nigga be frontin'. Nigga be frontin'.
But niggas ain't calling me cocaine for nothing.
Huh?
Put white on that white and I'm making it jump.
Jump.
So much of that loud that I smell like a skunk. Bag up all the yams and I clean up the resi.
Clean up the resi.
Wrap up all the bins and pull up in my Chevy. I move it real fast like a young Barry Sanders.
Young Barry Sanders.
We learn it from two, we be breaking the hand up.
Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the word till I break the motherfucking hammer. Cocaine on what we selling. Cocaine on what we selling. Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the word till I break the motherfucking hammer. Cocaine on what we selling. Cocaine on what we selling.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. That was Break the Handle by recording artist Chen Wan, and he is on the line with us right now. What's good?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Chillin', chillin', chillin'. I'm solo dolo tonight. Usually have another host on the line with me, but I'm definitely glad that you were able to join me, and I appreciate you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me.
So, what's the inspiration behind this Break the Handle record? Let us know. You don't have to really let us know, but...
Yeah, it's just one of them ones. It's really just a hard club banger, the trap music, you know what I'm saying? Other side of it.
Absolutely,
just as far
absolutely.
As just flossing the, spending the money, you know? Feel good music.
No doubt, no doubt.
Make it go crazy music.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, I have to say that I definitely want our listeners to know and the audience as well who aren't familiar with you that you do have quite a bit of a buzz going, it seems, as the Midwest now. Are you from Indianapolis, born and raised?
No, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, born and raised.
Okay.
Not too
so
far from Napa, right down the street. But yeah,
okay, that's what's
Louisville,
up.
Kentucky.
Okay.
Home of Muhammad Ali. So,
that's what's up. That's
yeah.
true. I spent
yeah.
some time out there in Clarksville, so I guess that's kind of
mm-hmm.
away from Louisville. But I'm not too, you know, I'm a little familiar with the Midwest. So, and so actually, I got in touch with you or learned of your music through Lucky, who is of DJs United, and also the conference call X Bar DJ. So I learned more about. Who you are and your music, but I want to share that with the audience that we have listening today. So let's go back and get to know who Chen the artist is. We know you got the heat. We just heard it. Break the Handle. So now let's introduce him also to yourself and what you're doing now and bringing to the industry. So when did you actually begin making music?
2011.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I got a late start. Yeah.
Congratulations for not being in 20
mm-hmm.
years and already out here doing your thing. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's kind
okay.
of a good thing and a bad thing, but you know, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a late start.
No, that's awesome.
Got a late start.
So, were you always into rapping and making music and just hadn't stepped out on the forefront?
Yeah, I've been always into rapping and making music. I just never really started recording. I just didn't record it. But I sung in bands, you know, growing up. So music's always been in me.
Okay.
I just got a late start because of some trouble I was in, you know.
All right.
And I'm ready to do it now.
All right. That's right. It's never too late, especially for the fellas. You guys are so lucky.
Yeah.
You guys have lots of opportunity in the industry, longevity. So the age is like it's not even a factor. So let's talk about you know, first stepping out there. Then in 2011, you said that you know you had deviated away from your passion, but now you began recording in 2011. What made you say, okay, let me go ahead and do this since I have a second chance?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Onyx.
Onyx. Okay.
Onyx,
yeah.
Like
Onyx.
Her.
See, my story got to be told. Onyx, you hear me? I got to get my story out, and this is the only way I can get it out to the world through my music. So that's why
mm-hmm.
I had to. It's just like something that's eating me from the inside. I got to let it out.
Okay.
So that's why.
I can respect that. And what is it about?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know there's a lot of artists, and I think I mentioned this before. There's something in you that people see as, you know, they deem it special. They say that because not everybody can be this artist and have this huge platform, and they look at you as someone that can be next and on this huge platform. And what
mm-hmm.
do you think it is about you that makes people feel that way?
I really can't answer that, but it's just so many things I just offer. I always had the ability to make people gravitate to whatever I had going on. And I just use that, and I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, people recognize it. My mother always told me, whatever it is, I got to use it. I can either use it for good, I'm either use it for real bad, but I've been using it for the music. So people seeing me, they just gravitate to me. I'm a likable person when I talk. They listen to what I say, and they know I'm really truthful, and I really mean what I say. They can just see they can hear the passion in my voice and my music, and when I speak, I ignite it. They hear it.
Absolutely. Well, even so, you know, now it's like you command the conversation with your, you know, you definitely want to pay attention and not listen to your tone. And I'm like, this is an honest individual on the phone right now who's really about his business.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you were like perfectly on time and everything. I'm like, yes, he's, you know, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, what's one of the things, so in telling your story, what's one of the things that you would like people to take away? Not only your story, but are you looking to inspire others that may have went down the wrong path or even keep them from straying down that path with your music as well?
Yeah, see, that's another thing. See, with my music, like, I don't just speak for me. I speak for the people who don't have a voice, because I got so many friends and loved ones who can't rap, who can't sing, who can't talk and make people listen. So I tell their story along with my story, because this is just our little walk of life. So it's just it's something that we live. So I not only speak for me, I speak for the people who, the person who is locked up and who's doing life behind bars before, you know what I'm saying, who didn't get a chance to tell you, they can tell you, you know what I'm saying, don't do what I did, do better than me. So hopefully it will teach a kid, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not going to cut it. I'm going to tell the truth and tell what it's going to lead you to. It's going to lead you to the grave in prison. So you hear it in my music, you got to take it for what you got to take the message. You got to find the message in it, because that's the message in it. Don't do it if you don't want to end up in prison or dead. So, you know, I do speak for the people who can't speak, and it does have a message. It's just what you want to take from it. It's always a flip side to the coin.
No doubt. Yeah. That's what's up. So what are the different... Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I think I elaborated enough.
No, you didn't. This is what you did, but...
That's what we're supposed to be doing. But no, what I was going to say is, the kids see the nice car. The guy drives a nice car, but they don't know what what nightmares go along with driving that nice car. You don't know what this guy went through to get it. So so I let them in a little bit of what goes on. You got to make your choice. Is this nice car worth you risking your life to go to prison, not risking your life to get robbed and killed for? It's a choice, isn't it? That's all I was ready to say, but now we can go to the next question. Yes, I
no, that's perfect. I'm so glad that you put that out there, and I do say that I love the balance that you're bringing with, just from a few of the records that I've heard from yourself. You do have a mixtape out. Can you tell us, Do you speak on different topics than that? Are you more of a self-conscious, or again, this is just a everything? You can bring anything: club, self-conscious, inspiration.
Yeah, I bring it. I do too. When it just depends on what mood I'm in. Yeah, I bring everything to the table too. I got all kind of music, so I don't know. I just on the mixtape, The Return of Kenny Cocaine Reloaded, is a little bit of everything on it, any kind of music you can think of, for real. So, but most of my music is just telling my story, so it's not just going all over the place. It's just my story, because where life took me. It might seem like I'm over the place, but it's just the place. That's where life took me.
No, that's what's up.
That's what I make my music about.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Life experiences is what I talk about. That's what I make.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't think anybody can argue with that, especially when it's coming from a place of honesty and truth. That's important nowadays. Not enough of that going around. So what is it that, what's the next thing for Young Book? I mean, I'm sorry, not Young Book. That's our next artist is coming up,
Same
is Young Book. And he's signed to Hustle Gang. Are you looking to as well... Right. Are you looking to... I'm asking you, did you want to? Are you looking to do a record deal of some sort as well?
Well, I'm going to tell you the thing with that. I'm pretty good at what I do, how I do it. So if I do get signed, it would have to be, they would have to be talking about something that's going to make me say, okay, well, it's something on the table. We need to talk about that. If not, I think I'm going to be all right anyway. You know?
Okay.
So if they're talking about some money, we're going to talk about it. If not, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing, and I see them at the top. I'm going to get there. You know, I might be able to get there faster with them, but if not, I'm going to get there anyway. And that's the attitude I got. I'm on my way anyway. So they can get with me, how they can, you know, how they can deal with me later on.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, 2011.
They can get with me now, make some money with me, how they can put up with me later. Yeah.
Exactly.
I got Yeah.
Either way. Well, that's interesting to know, because there's a lot of people and artists that are signing these days, and it's always interesting to know if you're willing to sign, and you know, if it was a situation like a Hustle Gang or a Maybach Music, would that make it even more intriguing to you, saying, okay, I'll look into this? Because then you have the Young Money situation that recently happened, and of course they were on the forefront, one of the top five. We used to call them the gatekeepers, them as well as the MMGs, and now you see that situation unfolding. So I just like that balance that you brought and mentioned, because we do have aspiring artists listening, and that's important for them to know that they do have an option. They don't have to sign, but if they do, just make sure it's a good fit. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you. And in saying that, you mentioned telling your story and wanting to steer others in a good, positive direction, or just, again, just tell your story, period. Would you ever consider any type of reality documentary TV show to kind of show your path of where you're going and what you're planning to do?
Reality TV, I have to walk really lightly with it, because I feel like it can either hurt you or help you. So I don't know. I would have to sit down with the producers of it, but I kind of like reality TV. I watch it myself, so it's entertaining. So I feel like I could definitely, I don't know. But, you know, that'll be a better way to get my story out quicker, if they can see me and hear me over TV than the music. So I don't know. It's worth sitting down with.
Awesome. Talking, I think,
about
that you would be,
that's a good
be
idea.
Dope for a documentary VH1 type of, you know, not the ratchet, you know, having relationship and drama and all of that. Right, but just, you know, you doing the whole documentary
the behind
thing.
The scene, the,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the behind
exactly.
the scene. Yeah,
that would be dope. Okay, so who is one artist that Chin looked up to at some point who, you know, even if it was someone you personally knew, an artist that maybe you said, you know what, I don't want to be just like him, but I like the way that, you know, he made his way and his lane
definitely.
In the industry. Who would that be?
I would have to say in my day it would be Master P. I think I feel like the way he moved in as far as how he did his business. That's the person I looked at and made me want to get into the music industry.
That's dope. Great.
It was more than him, but if I had to pick one, I would have to pick Master P.
Right. And let's even go now to the present day. Who does Chin say respect musically and say, you know, this is, I like his material and what he puts out. Anybody that you listen to on occasion when you have the opportunity to listen to other artists?
I do. I really try not to, because I don't like to get influenced from outside artists, but I have recently been listening to Kevin Gates, Drake's new album. Yeah, it's a couple that I listen to, and most of the time I just get mixtapes and don't even listen to find out who it is. I just listen to random music. I like underground music mostly.
Nice. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And
I root for the happen.
Right. I know that's right. Somebody has to, and they're going to love you for that and being an advocate for them. I love seeing upcoming artists and then established artists doing that, you know, rooting and reaching out to the underdog as well, or underground, if you will. So are you willing to work with, what's Chen's flow as far as when it comes to picking his production? Do you produce your own music, or are you willing to work with other producers and other artists?
Yes, I am. I'm willing to work with other producers. When I pick my music, I listen for something that tells me what to say. Like when I hear a track, if I listen to it, it should tell me what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So if not, we just go to the next one. It don't matter who you are. I don't care about your name. If the beat don't make me come up with nothing, we got to skip it and go to the next one. But I'm willing to work with everybody and anybody.
No doubt. How do you feel about the whole, there's a lot with DJs and, you know, respect the DJ, and then artists are saying, well, no, you should play my music. How do you feel about DJs, and how have you been successful at building these relationships? Like I said, Lucky, DJs United, what was, and you don't have to give them the business plan, but what are one of your things that you do?
On that, I think the relationship with the artists and the DJs is very important, I think. And most of the time when artists, like these other artists, come up to me and ask me for advice, that's the main advice that I give them. You have to build a relationship with the DJ. The DJ gets your song played in the club. You get the club, you get the streets, and you go from there. But you got to know these DJs. You got to build relationships with them. You got to interact with them, call them, talk to them, you know. So that's where it starts. So, you know, I think it works both hand in hand. The DJ and the artist can come up together. I think like Drama and Jeezy, I would like to see more DJ and artists coming up together. You know what I'm saying? Like they did. I think it's a good look too.
Yeah, I was just talking
artist,
about
DJ,
that at the show. Yeah, I think that I'd like to see more of that as well. I miss that.
Host the mixtape so that way the DJ gets some. He gets something out of it too because it's his mixtape.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good. I just wanted to get your perspective on that, and I have to agree with you there. I definitely feel like it's a 50-50 and a relationship that needs to be built and maintained as well. So also in saying that, what is something that you would like to do as far as accomplish in the industry as well, you know, such as this is the legacy I'd like to leave behind, or I just actually want to, you know, make it to this point so that I can further my career in something else. Is there any type of long-term goal that you're heading towards?
I don't know if you're asking me, it's not an accomplishment that's going to make me stop to where I'd be content, but I would love Grammys and, you know, Oscars, if you know what I'm saying. So, but it wouldn't make me. It wouldn't be like I'd be like, oh, I can go die now. It's still not enough. It's never enough.
No.
It's never enough. But I want Grammys. Of course, I want Grammys.
Okay,
you know?
That's
I want Grammys.
That.
You know? But that's not the end result. I mean, I want more. I still want more.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Good.
Yeah. I still won't stop.
It's good to know. So Oscars, as in you like to do the music for, or you would like to actually participate and act maybe?
I would actually like to be the actual, I want to be the one actually winning, but if I got to start there, I would like the soundtrack. I'd do it the soundtrack way. But,
okay,
yeah.
That's what's up.
No, we're
nice.
Just dreaming her. We're just dreaming out loud,
yeah,
too,
you're
at the end
it.
Of the day. I don't know what my acting abilities are at this point, but. You know, I got a dream out loud. I'm going for the gusto.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you might as well. There's definitely a lot of avenues for it. Nice.
Yeah.
Super cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. And that's a nice tech there, too. I hear that the acting money is very lovely. I just heard.
Yeah,
so.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah,
Yeah, For sure.
Yeah.
This is good. I'm definitely excited for you, Chen, and your journey so far.
I especially love it.
The fact that you've only been doing it for a few years. I think that's amazing. That's just great that you're going this far in such a short time. And there was one more thing I wanted to ask you. Oh gosh, that I lost it. It was something you said. Oh man, maybe I'll remember, and I have to ask you a later date because I can't remember. It was something you said that triggered. Here it is. Yes, I remember now. So, in the fact that you have, you know, like you said, just started taking it a little bit more serious and coming out there in 2011 into now, what is one of the things that you find most challenging for yourself, or one thing that you know, if you didn't have to do it, you wouldn't, as far as music industry is related?
One thing is challenging. Separating my real life from my other life, because I'm not a celebrity, but you know, I do have fans, and just keeping it separate, I say, was the most challenging part right now, because that's what's going on. Like, a lot of my family members and friends, old childhood friends, they're coming around and they got stuff that they need. They think I got more than what I got, you know, that stuff.
Right.
How that stuff goes. You know, family members, aunties and uncles that think you got more than what you got. Nephew, I need $200,000 for, you know, I got them kind of people. So I'd say that's the most challenging part of my life right now. Living my life is trying to stay as normal as possible, and people looking at me like a meal ticket.
Oh,
you know?
Goodness. Yeah, no.
Trying to see who's genuine, who's really with me for me,
yes.
Who's just seeing dollar signs, you know? So that's the most challenging thing right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for, I know that you're an honest person and all of that, but thank you for sharing that and being candid and open with us, because that is a hard one right there, especially when you're up and coming. You just don't know. Even for, I'll say this for myself, having built relationships within the industry and the you know, Jermaine Dupri, it's very hard to know, because I still have a regular, you know, life, and I'm regular now. But I go to work, I have a day job, I have several jobs, kids, everything. So people see you with these celebrities and these taking these pictures, and it's definitely hard to know who's really wanting to be supportive, you know, in whatever way, for the right reason. So I can relate to that, and that is challenging. So thank you for sharing that, and I know that you'll find that balance and be able to sort them out as you go, because that's just the vibe that I get from you. So I'm very I'm glad that I got you on the show before you get started winning your Grammys and Oscars and everything. So I was like, yeah, he came on the show. Remember me? Like, you know.
I'll let them know we go way back.
So they don't think I'm
right
the one
there.
That came. Yeah, I don't want to be looking like I came at the end or, I was here.
Nah, you good. You good. You most
alrighty,
definitely good.
Alrighty. Well, I want to, I don't want to take too much of your time this evening, but I do thank you for the time you have spent with us. And I will.
I was looking forward to
the other
call.
You were? Good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I was.
Good. I hope you enjoyed it and I didn't, like, hound you with too
many
questions.
You did a great job. I don't feel like you pressured me or anything. You did good. You was pretty
okay.
Cool.
Okay, good. I definitely want to make sure that you enjoy the conversation. It's not a, interrogation. Yeah, exactly. It's not an interrogation.
Yeah, it's not an interrogation. I ain't doing nothing
wrong.
You
don't do drama either.
What I want to do is
definitely allow you the opportunity to let everyone know again just your latest project and where they can find it, and then where they can contact you on your social networks.
Is it 18 on her? I don't know. Anyway. What'd you just say again? My fault. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm here.
Okay. What'd you give the info, bro? You know, you better at that.
Chin One Music. That's the IG and Twitter. Follow us at Chin One Music.
Alrighty. I like how the team just came through and made it happen. That's what's up. I didn't know you had anybody else on the line. Awesome. That's dope. You see this artist, he got people in place, team, partner. Yeah, that's what's up. Good. That's good day.
Got people in the
chat. Already.
Always ready.
Already. Well, what we're going to do is, and what's the latest project? Where can they find everything at the social network sites that we just got? Chin One Music?
Yep, that's right.
In mymixtape.com.
Okay. There you have it.
Mymixtape.com. Already mymixtape.com. So we will make sure to look out for that and be retweeting. We've actually been on the Twitter retweeting and followed you, Chin, as well on there. So, guys, Chin One Music is how you can get in contact with Chin, and we are very excited for what's to come, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you and meeting you at a later date. Now, I want to go ahead and get you to give me a drop for this record you have here, this hot record, by the way, and then we will, I guess that would be it. So, like, a drop,
let
and
me,
I'll
let
play
me
that
say
on the way out. Yeah, go
on
ahead.
This, I can cuss, I can say, I can, okay.
Yeah.
Kenny Cocaine, that nigga that you heard about from bitches, gossip, pillow talking, and plain old word of mouth. This is my new single, Break the Handle. Cocaina!
Hey, man, we out of way in Kentucky with this shit. Hey, OG Marco. Kenny Cocaine. Yeah.
Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the words till I break the mic. Fucking hell. Cocaine or what we selling? Cocaine or what we selling? Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the words till I break the motherfucking hell. Cocaine or what we selling? Cocaine or what we selling?
I'm whipping the water. Put a whole brick underwater.
Milk it.
I'm whipping the water, stretching it, father, put milk on the water.
Milk it.
Shout out to all of my customers shopping.
Spinning that cake.
I'm whipping it, taking that money to Bachman.
Paper my plate.
Luxury shit, equipped with them options.
Push it back.
When pushing this button, this bitch will go topless.
Push the back.
Versace's, our Forces, our Roochies, our Roochies, our
Roochies, our Roochies, our Roochies,
our Giuseppe's, our Louis, our Gucci's, our Gucci's, our Gucci's,
our Gucci's, our Gucci's, our Gucci's.
Kenny Cocaine, why the fuck did you do that?
Cocaine.
All of my life I just wanted that new bag.
Nigga rack clean.
Nigga got white like the spots on a panda.
Panda.
Whipping so hard that I'm breaking the hand up.
Got white like a motherfucking
pounder.
Whip the words till I break the motherfucking hell. Cocaine or what we selling?
Yeah.
Cocaine or what we selling? Got white like a motherfucking
pounder.
Whip the words till I break the motherfucking hell. Cocaine or what we
selling?
Cocaine or what we selling? Whipping the water, still milking the water. I'm killing it, milking it, whipping so hard that I'm killing the water. Cooking it, food, you know that's my profession.
That's my profession.
Pull up a chair and come get you a lesson.
Get you a lesson.
Kenny Cocaine, that nigga be frontin'.
Nigga be frontin'.
But niggas ain't calling me cocaine for nothing.
Huh?
Put white on that white and I'm making it
jump.
So much of that loud that I smell like a skunk. Bag up all the yams and I clean up the resi. Wrap up all the bins and pull off in my Chevy.
Skirt.
I move it real fast like a young Barry
Sanders.
We learn it from Clue, we be breaking the hand up. Got white like a motherfucking
pounder.
Whip the words till I break the motherfucking hell. Cocaine or what we selling? Cocaine or what we selling? Got white like a motherfucking pounder. Whip the words till I break the motherfucking hell. Cocaine or what we selling? Cocaine or what we selling?
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14. The cut that was 10-1 Music at 10-1 Music. 10-1 with the Break the Handle record. Y'all know how I feel about any type of trap record, any type of drug, violence, guns. I love it. I just do. I'm sorry. I just like stuff like that. And I will be playing that new Jeezy as soon as I can get it uploaded. Y'all already know how I feel about Jeezy. But definitely wanted to make sure that we play that record going out so you guys can get and stay familiar with 10-1. Again, artists out of the Midwest, Louisville, Kentucky to be exact, and now getting ready to be regional and nationwide. So shout out to DJs United for having him on the call where I was able to first get a listen of 10 music. So if you guys missed any of the live broadcast, you can go back and play this episode after we finish tonight's live broadcast with the same link. You can access the interview. So I definitely enjoyed him. It was a pleasure speaking with him. He seems very humble, very hungry, very honest, and just seems like he's ready to go out there and get it. And that's just what I like. I like go-getters, so that's what we do. speaking of go-getters, we do have Golden Fleece, who's out there in the streets of Orlando, still moving around. He texted me. He said he's sorry he couldn't make it tonight. I'm like, yeah, okay. By myself, but it is what it is. We do have another special guest coming on tonight that's going to keep me company, and that is Hustle Gang artist Young Book. So shout out to him from the ATL. He'll be on the line in the next couple minutes here. So what I want to do is play a record. We can play this record out of Texas YBM called I Do. Global 14 The Cut, we'll be back, and then we will play Young Book.
Less than a 9, cause I ain't got time if it ain't by no business.
What's on my mind? Trying to give me a milli. Just had a dream that I caught me a Bentley. Woke up the next morning like, man, what the fuck? Gotta get up and get back on my grizzly. Picked up my phone and hit up my plug. I'm trying to get on, bro, I need a jug. Came from the gutter right out of the mud. From nothing to something, now they show me love. My big homie told me that I got the juice. He ain't a hater, so he tell the truth. He know I'm at it like I am an addict. Addicted to comma, so guess what I do? I'ma whip it, till it, triple, all the feds. Come and get me, bitch, I'm all about my bitches. 20,000 in my bitches, tryna whip me up a Bentley. All you stalking ass bitches, why you all in my business? Get the fuck out my kicks.
I got it for the Lord.
Welcome back, Global 14, The Cut, and that was YBN with I Do, another trapping tape. I guess it's just the theme for tonight here. It is what it is. I like that type of music. We do have Young Book of Hustle Gang coming on the line in the next minute, so I'm going to go ahead and drop his record now so we can be listening to that. And this is Y6. Let's go.
Y6. Don't need a cosigner. Put your hoe in designer. Get $100 liner. Yeah, I take your bitch. Been with her since the youngin'. Got bananas for you, monkey. Booked all across the country. Yeah, they love Y6. Hold on the radio. I just want paper, no Billy Gold. But niggas don't hear me though. I swear that your prices are really low. Dig it, I'm ballin'. They tryna knock me out my pit. Wait. That new Uno piece on the way, we're about 80,000. We waiting, catch up here, we don't shoot up innocent houses. Money howling, still wildin'. That savage shit, we still bout it. I really doubt it. Got the city bouncing. Time to clear no Blu-ray. I lie a little wild, what you say? Yeah. I finna just caught a new case. Shit. She getting real. Take a risk for the cash. Save it up. Put something in the stash. Do the dash. Can't crack. Rhyme back. Guns for the name for my rap. Camera work. Back. Talk with taste. Rap rap. Scratch tail. 20,000. 50,000. 100,000. Dang shit. Bad. Big better. Heavy trail. Tomorrow tell a nigga better why we step at. Tell that nigga try me. Right we stand getting left at. Then who won't smoke? Ain't think so. Y'all nigga really about to bankroll. Pouring up fast if drink slow. Oh, I know.
Whoa.
Bitches all on the pole.
Whoa.
Like, whoa.
Whoa.
My shoes, they go. Turn that chain down. Somebody please explain to them. A nigga like me, not the same as them.
Nah.
I work all day, never change shit. So I know how real pain feels. And you exactly where the lane is. Through the whole day, then it changes. Been in it for you, let's hold it till I want it for real. Scream fuck a deal, let's stay independent. I swear we the realest, just me and my niggas. We were broke together, gotta bring them all with me. Ten niggas gon' feel me, I know that they feel me. I hope that they feel me. No little dog, I know that they feel me. Like they the hold of them in. To the top, I took the hard way. I swear I earn every penny. Niggas gon' fall trippin', thinking that they the only one getting it. Big dog around my block, come around here, get permission. From me, I'm a OG, man, a OG, say I've been here. Before, got a old soul, on a short temple, yeah, I'm cut though.
Me and Wally keep a lot of paper, we done fucked around and got broke toe.
Yeah, my mom's I'm so got potty, yeah, them all shit. Man, I gon' catch your body. And we ain't callin' the star shit, I'll try to hurt nobody. But if a nigga get on pills, we gon' get a cut.
They can't get
it, can't wait to bring the bands out. I'm with Lil Meat at the skin out. I'm fucking my ex with friend out. I hate to be with a dick mouth. Fuck with a little nigga talking about. We the only ones they talking about. You don't know, nigga.
No,
overdose.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have special guest Hustle Gang artist Young Book on the line. What's good?
What's good? What's good?
Chilling. Definitely filling the record. I just mentioned to you, nice. Yeah. Why sick? Okay.
You did.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, first and foremost, so much for coming on. I don't know if you know this, but I've been trying to get you scheduled for a couple of weeks now, and you are a very busy man,
yeah.
So that's a good thing,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
So,
I'm blessed.
Yes. Nice to hear that you said that. I want to do this for everybody that's not quite familiar with Young Book and let them kind of know how you got your opportunity with Hustle Gang. And I want to ask you about some records that you have and then also talk about your new things coming up, your projects. So now I do know that you're from Atlanta, born and raised from the Atlanta area. Have you always been into music?
Nah, not really. Coming up, I was more into sports. Know what I mean, my dad and everybody wanted me to be the basketball player or whatever. And when I got to high school, whatever, my basketball was in like school as a woman due to my conduct and all kind of situations that I got in. But rapping was never like something that I wanted to do. It's just something that just came about. And I was good at it. So my homeboy was like, well, you need to run with it. So I ran with it. And here I go now.
Alrighty. Well, who told you you was nice? Because, you know, everybody has the crew that tells them they're good, and then they get an outsider's opinion, and that ain't the truth. So who told you, like, yo, you real nice, and you should step out? Like, do you remember when you first stepped out and said, okay, let me see what people think?
Actually, my first time stepping out was, like, at a little spot off Martin Luther King. It was called Club Kids. They was on the open mic. Hold up. But me and my homeboy was just playing around. Like, let's go up there and open mic and do the song that we did. So I'm sitting there like, I doubt it because I don't know how to perform or whatever. So we went up there or whatever. And we did it. And, like, the crowd was feeling it. And me, I go off, like, people vibe or whatever. Like, it don't matter, like, if I'm rapping or anything. I just go out vibe. So once I seen people, like, diving to it, I'm like, oh, okay, people like it. So if I get better, people, you know what I mean, the whole world can like it. So I just, like, kind of ran with that, you know what I mean? And it was a song that I had did, dissing some guys at school or whatever, because they made a song about us or whatever. So I want to shout those guys out. Cause if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even be rapping. So
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I like how you turned that around and made it a positive situation. So shout out to you for that. And here you are now. And who knows where they are. So it doesn't matter. So you kept this going then and, got the music and crowd hype. Now, did you first go out and put a mixtape up? Let's talk about, like, how you built your buzz up. Was this through school? Just everybody at school?
To me, personally, like, I always been, like, a popular little guy in my city. You know what I mean? Because I got a dad that have a big name in the city. So everybody kind of, like, knew me through my father. So with me rapping, they were like, oh, Lil Boo rapping. Oh, gotta check it out. He's rapping. Okay, so once they're seeing me and they're seeing me progressing or whatever, doing my stuff, I just got everybody's attention. And everybody just started rocking with me.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely see that you had some records out here with, like the Rich Homie Quan. I saw the video on your YouTube, went to the YouTube, did, you know, some research on you as well, some more, get a little bit ammo for this interview. And then I saw you hooked up with Young Thug as well. So when did the Hustle Gang situation come into play?
Like, as I stated before, like, I always, like, did my thing in the city. And, like, once I did that, it kind of, like, made a big buzz. So Chip kind of, like, heard it. But he always, like, knew my father on the streets. You know what I mean? So once he heard, like, oh, that's him singing a song that everybody's talking about. I mean, so he got in touch with one of his he got in touch with one of his mutual friends with my father. I mean, they hooked it up, and this was the time when he was incarcerated. So it kind of played a big part. Like, he's sitting there thinking about me in there.
Right.
I gotta be doing something right. I mean, so when he got out or whatever, we hooked up or whatever. But I kind of like, well, he kind of said that, but I don't think he really want to mess with me. But he kind of showed me, because he came to a spot I had to show at, and it was like a real hood spot. It's called, the nightlife is off Moreland in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Moreland. So he came in there, and I mean, and I was like, hold up, did Tip just come in the nightlife? I mean, but he kind of like did things that kind of like pulled me into him, you know what I mean? And we, ever since then, we've been working together. You know what I mean? That's a big bro.
That's what's up. Well, I think that's a dope. I mean, that just goes to show more of a person's character. And T.I. Mm-hmm. in this case, like you said, you know, incarcerated and hearing a buzz and seeing something in you and wanting to, you know, partner up with you and take you on this journey as well. What are some of the things you learned since being with Hustle Gang, or just even being kind of under his wings, if you will, coming up in the industry that, you know, you weren't quite familiar with yet when you were just building your own and buzz?
Like, at first, before I got, like, with Tip, and I used to think, like, you used to go to a studio, like, one day a week, make one song, and, like, okay, in a month, you have a mixtape, drop the mixtape. No, it did not go like that, no kind of way. You go in the studio every day, at least 8 hours. You do 5-6 songs, you know what I mean? And we sit down as a team, and we come out with the project, you know what I mean? But I never kind of knew that, you know what I mean? I never knew, like, you'll be away for these amount of days and don't be able to see your family and all that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I didn't know you have to go on promo runs. That's, like, shows for free. Like, that was not in my idea of being a rapper, you know what I mean? So
right.
I just kind of learned, like, to work hard for what you want. You got to kill everything that you want to eat. Like, nobody's going to give you anything. And that's what he taught me, too, because, like, Tip is the kind of person that's like, I'll help you get here, but you got to get here first. You got to want it more than I want you to want it. Because he wants you to want it, but he want to see if you want it more. You see what I'm saying? Like, so, with Tip, I learned a lot from him, you feel me? And that what made me the artist I am today, I guess. So, shout out to Tip again.
No, that's what's up. Thanks for sharing that with us and you know, letting them know it's real out here. You got to work, and I'm out here for free sometimes. So,
yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
And people look at that. They look at it from another point of view, from the outside looking in. They don't see that. They just see the glitter, I mean, and all the fame and all the cars and all that. They don't see the hard work. So that's why I salute every artist. You know what I mean? I try to be as humble as I can be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try to network with different artists on the come up, work with different producers on the come up. I really don't like working. I will work with the big producers, but sometimes they be too Hollywood. So I like working with the young up and coming who's hungry, you know what I mean? Who's really to work. Not no Hollywood producers that's just going to be like, okay, give me 10,000 for this beat, and whenever you finish it, just send your folk them dead, and I don't want to get caught up in all that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's a sign.
Yeah, much respect to you. And then, since you mentioned that you don't mind working with up-and-coming producers, we have a lot of people obviously listening tonight that are up-and-coming and just, you know, wanting to break in the industry. How can they be considered for Young Books to hop on their track?
Only thing they got to do is send them to me. You know what I mean? My email is unosentertainment, you know what I mean? Entertainment spelled all the way out at Gmail. You know what I mean? I'm open to everybody as long as they don't have tags all the way through them. You know
what I mean? Right.
And, or snippets. So,
right.
You know what I mean?
But you want the
I'm
full record.
Yes, I need the full record and I need hot beat.
Right, nice. So, I got to ask you, since you're in the Atlanta area, and Atlanta has quite a bit going on always, but more so this Love and Hip Hop franchise. And then, you know, T.I., he had the Family Hustle. Do you see Young Boop having any type of reality showtime? Or is that you to want to get on there and have your story out there and have a scene?
I feel my life is a show anyway. So, like, I'm open to all that. You know what I mean? If they want to come over here to the wild side and the real street, you know what I mean? Do that at your own risk. I mean, but I'm not secretive of anything that I do, you know what I mean, or anything that I got going on, or my family, you know what I mean, because everybody knows me, and we be out together. So I think that'd be a good show, by the way. Somebody need to get in touch with MTV or whoever be
right.
One of these shows out, these Watertown
right.
shows. Come get some real Atlanta, the new Hollywood. The new up and coming star, Young Boop. Come on, let's see.
Alrighty. Well, you definitely have a sense of humor, and I can tell that by the Twitter timeline. I mean, I was rolling today, and I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're funny. So, that would be definitely entertaining and interesting. Now, do you bring all of that to, the stage as well? You seem like you're very energetic and give a strong performance. What's one of the things that you do when it comes
energy.
To performing?
Energy. Lots of energy. Like, I don't care if there's like 3-4 folks in the room, I'm going to perform like there's a million folks here. Like, that's what I think caught T.I.M. attention to. You know what I mean? Because, like, my stage presence is like at 100, like,
mm-hmm.
I can perform, you know what I mean? And you can hear me, and I'm going to give you a show. It's not going to be something that you're going to go to sleep off of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fulfill. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that crowd needs, you know what I mean? I'm going to get something for the ladies. I'm going to get something for the real cats out there, the get money cats out there, the ball, and everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Versatile. So you also sing a little bit. I heard, you know, a little singing and, you know, a little tune right
yeah.
there. Not everybody can carry a note, you know, so when did you experiment with that? Now, I know you said you were rapping, doing your thing, so when did you say, let me go ahead and sing a chord or a note real quick?
Like, me, I always came up with melodic tune songs, you know what I mean? Like, singing like a little harmonizing all kind of stuff through my song way back in the day. If you check my first mixtape, I'm on there doing the same thing that everybody's just now doing. But I'm
right.
not going to put that out there like I started that. But I was like one of the first in the city that was doing that, and I didn't realize I was doing it until now that I see everybody doing it. But
right.
I guess I was blessed with some vocals that I can hit the high note. You know what I'm saying? and I think it's the choice of, let me see how I can put this in this interview before it won't be bad. So at least
I promise
you
ain't going
my
to
meditation.
No blog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I cut off switches, that's all. That's it.
Alrighty. So what's one of the things you do, what inspires you as far as creating the music and getting out there and coming up with these hits, aside from, you know, the production being high?
I mean, in real life. You know, I sit and rap about stuff that I go through or done been through or somebody around me done been through. Like, so everything that I feel, I just feel like I put on the music and it just come out how it come out.
And is there anything that I'd love to ask artists this question, because it's always interesting, their perspective. Anything that you find challenging now, aside from it's just, you know, a lot of work and things you didn't know or were familiar with, but is there anything in the particular industry that you're like, I just do not like that. Like, I don't like the paperwork. I don't like interviews. Like, is there anything that Young Book is just not feeling when it comes to the music industry?
Only thing I'm not feeling is the Hollywood attitude. That's the only thing that I don't like. You know what I mean? Me, I try to be down to earth as possible. I try to talk to every one of my fans. I don't care how people are like, oh, bro, you're supposed to be there, so you're going to take down your value. No, I'm real. I'm gonna converse with my people. You know what I mean? Especially if they're fans of me. You know what I'm saying? If you check my Twitter, you know what I'm saying, you can go down and you can see me conversing with everybody who at me. Like, I try to get everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I am, man. I was brought up by real, so all I know is keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can relate to that, and much respect to you for saying that, because it definitely... sometimes you may feel like you're too real for the industry because there's just so much of that. And then, maybe just the fake, you know, that you really just can't rock with it like that. So I can understand. I definitely like to roll solo when I can just for those reasons.
Yeah. That's probably why I don't got that many features on my tapes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I feel like the people that I have done records with in the past, that's those guys, we have like kind of a friendship or I respect them, they respect me kind of relationship. You know what I mean? I don't deal with no foo-foo, no goofy straight up. And that's just how I try to like go out with my career, like straight ahead, no curves, you know what I mean? I always do.
No doubt, doubt. So what is it that, what's the next big thing coming up for Young Book? I know that you guys, now did you just come off some type of spring break? Was it a spring break promo tour or a couple of performances with Hustle Gang?
Actually, it was my birthday weekend. That's what
nice.
We just had going on. Yeah.
Okay, happy belated G-Day to you. When was your birthday?
My birthday was last Saturday. Well, Saturday
okay.
was just Saturday. So
okay.
We like did a couple of club runs. Then that Sunday we had a celebrity basketball game, which I was the MVP of. I mean, because I'm Steph Curry with the shot. You know what I'm saying? I had 30 points at halftime.
Okay,
you know
okay.
And we won 140 to 70, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a massacre. Okay.
Yeah, so next year I need all my celebrities who feel like they got game to come down to Young Book Celebrity Basketball Game. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend next year. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Challenge us and we'll make that happen. And
already.
And speaking of the exclusives weekends, I have an exclusive single I might drop real soon with a special guest on it. It's gonna be dropping on my mixtape. I mean, it's gonna be real, real, real crazy.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm excited.
One more thing. And I'm performing at the Hot Block Magazine Awards show. It's coming up June 22nd at 112 Megaplex in Atlanta. I mean, so be on the lookout for that too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to catch one of your performances next time I'm in Atlanta. I'm doing a lot right now and about to relocate. But as soon as I get settled, I'll be out that way because I got to see what what Young Luke does when he touched the stage. Cause,
yeah. You did.
Seems like it's fun and it's entertaining. What's some advice that you can give to any artist? I mean, there's so many people that want to be, you know, they wish they had something like that opportunity with T.I. and just doing what you're doing and having fans and whatnot. What's some advice you can give to them for coming up or wanting to get in the industry?
First of all, man, believe in yourself. Because, like, the impossible is possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just keep God first. I mean, pray. I mean, and your time will come. You know what I mean? Everybody get a time. You know what I mean? It may not seem like you progressing. I mean, but you probably are. Somebody in this world is going to be like, yeah, well, I like you. You know what I mean? And that person is going to tell this person, and he's going to persuade this person to like you so much, and then he's going to go tell this person, and so on and so on. Like, just stay down, man. Just do you. Work hard. I mean, don't look for no handout, because when you get it, when you get to the top, that person who gave you their handout is going to be with his handout. You know what I mean? He's going to be respected more than he gave you because he feel like he made you. So, for every artist out there, man, just work, man, on your own, you know what I mean, network. Don't be too proud to ask, you know what I mean, for favors or whatever, but don't go out there just expecting no favor. You know what I mean? Don't be scared to ask for, like, things that you need or whatever to get to the next level. But, you know what I mean, just stay down, man.
Good advice. Hope y'all was listening. I have a couple of callers on the line, and I'm not sure if they were trying to speak to you live or if they were just listening in. So I'm going to try to screen those calls before I just start putting people on the line. But what I want to do then is go ahead and get you to, I like to get a drop from all of the artists that come on the show, because then it's like more official when you do the drop and then we play the record. So if you could do that, that would be dope. And I will check to see if we have anybody on the line that is not too shy to say anything. And then if you have a moment, we can allow them to speak with you. And if not, then, you know, well, hey, next time maybe.
Is there anything in particular that you want me to say in the drop?
No, do you. Do whatever you want to say, and then I'm going to play the record.
Okay. Hey, man, this is Young Book, man. I'm checking in once again, man. Thank y'all for coming in here, listening to me. And go get that live in Captain Holmes, too. Gang.
Put your hoe in designer, get $100 liner. Yeah, I take your bitch. Been with her since youngin'. Got bananas for you, monkey. Booked all across the country. Yeah, they love what I see. Hold on the radio. I just want paper, no Billy Gold. But niggas don't hear me though. I swear those prices are really low. Dig it, I'm ballin'. They tryna knock me out my pit. Baby. That new Uno piece on the way, we're about 80,000. We waiting, catch up, if we don't shoot up in this and houses. Money howling, still wildin'. That savage shit, we still bout it. I really doubt it. Got the city bouncing. Diamond clear, no Blu-ray. I lie a little, watch what you say. I'm finna just call a new case. Shit getting real. Take a risk for the cash, save it up, put something in the stash. Do the jazz, can't crack, round back, guns for the name for my rap. Camera work, back, talk with taste, rap, rap, scratch that. 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, dang shit, back. Big fatter, heavy chill, tomorrow jail, a nigga better while we step back. And that nigga try me, right, we stand, you get left it. And who won't smoke? Ain't so, young nigga really about the bankroll. Yeah. Pouring up fast, drink slow. Oh, I'm slow.
bitches all on the pole. Black pole. My shoes, they go. Trinidad Jane, damn. Somebody please explain to them. A nigga like me, not the same as them. Nah. I work all day, never change shit. Swear I know how real pain feels. And you exactly what a lane is. Do the whole day, then it changes. Been in it for you, yeah. Let's hold until I want it for real. Scream fuck a deal. Let's stay independent. I swear we the realest, just me and my niggas. We were broke together. Gotta bring them all with me. These niggas gon' feel me. I know that they feel me. I hope that they feel me. No little dog, I know that they feel me. Like they the hold of them in. To the top, I to the hard way. I swear I earn every penny. Niggas gon' fall trippin', thinking that they the only one getting it. Big dog around my block, come around here, get permission. Bro. From me, I'm a OG, man, a OG, say I've been here. People got a old soul, on a short temper, yeah, I'm petto.
Me and Wally keep a lot of paper, we done fucked around and got broke, so
I'm my muscle. I'm so gassy, got potty. Yeah, the mall shit, midnight gon' kiss your back. And we ain't kind of star shit, I'll try to earn nobody. But if a nigga get wrong, pills, who gon' get the cash?
They get the cash, yeah.
Can't wait to bring the bands out. I'm with Lil Meat at the skin out. I'm fucking my ex with friend out. I hate to be with a dick mouth. Fuck with a little nigga talking about. We the only ones they talking about. So I don't know, nigga.
No
overdose.
Welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. And we did just have Young Book, who came on the line, Hustle Gang, and that was the record Y6. I was about to say already welcome back, but I do realize, just so y'all know, that I say already all the time. And maybe too much, I'd be like, already. But I'm from Texas, so when you're from Texas, that's just, you know, that's how you talk, so... Hey, it is what it is. That's just me. But I do want to thank all of you guys for tuning in tonight. Like I said, the other host and homie Golden Fleece was not on because he's out there, you know, working and whatnot and getting money, whatever, doing whatever he needs to do. And, yeah, he just left me by myself. But it's all good. I did have two special guests join me tonight. I had Chin One out of Louisville, Kentucky, up-and-coming Midwest artist, and then also, again, just now, Hustle Gang Young Book. So if you guys missed any live part of the interview tonight, you can go back and play this episode as soon as it ends. And I think it's about to end right now. I do want to say, again, this is Global 14 The Cut by Jameda. Please, global14.com, so you can feel free to check out that blog site as well and follow them and what JD's got going on. He does have the new game out right now called Four Lanes, and it's very hard to play. I'm just letting you know right now. It looks very simple, and you get on there, you're like, oh, this? You get on there, you're like, oh, I got this, and then you get mad because you ain't winning. So just so you know, it's going to be hard if you try to play it. But it's called Four Lanes, so download that app now. It's basically off of his record with Jay-Z that he did, the, you know, Money Ain't a Thing record. And you really got to, like, try to catch the money. It's just download the game and the app, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But it is hard, and you watch. Just tweet me and let me know how hard it was for you. So, again, you guys can follow me at Onyx254 pretty much on every social network. We do have a new Facebook page that we created, facebook.com/global14thecut, as well as you can follow our Twitters at global14thecut. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate everybody every week hanging out with us. And I think I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I hadn't slept in a few days. I think I'm going to go ahead and lay down in a minute here. So what can we ride out to? Let's do... We've been keeping it trap all night. I would love to keep that same momentum of getting money and just all of that. So let's do... I'm going to get it. I need to just have this ready. This is ridiculous. We will do... Well, let's just do Buff Gutta Hating On Me. I like that record. And they've been holding us down. And let's see if I can do that if it'll let me. Buff Gutter hating on me.
Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me. Damn right I see him hating on me.
Damn right I see him hating on me.